I've lived in the borough, Waltham Forest, all my life. As a child, we used to have Labour Party branch meetings at our house, so I'd be running around as a kid and then there'd be meeting. I grew up in sort of the 80s, when there was a lot of activism going on. I still remember every Sunday being woken up by a marching band, and look out the window and there's a marching band and there's teachers and nurses and key workers and party members just, you know, marching down Church Hill towards the market, because there was always something to actually fight against in the 80s. And it was just really great actually to see so many people that cared about, you know, where they lived and also their neighbours and people that they were fighting so strongly for. I was in my 20s when I joined, early 20s when I joined the Labour Party. One of the reasons I actually became a councillor is because I remember quite vividly complaining to my dad about the number of stabbings and the death that occurred very close to where I live. The gang that was in operation, they took over the estates at night, and because there were no security doors there, when the police were called by residents living there, they would come, and then the drug dealers, gang members would just run off, and eventually residents stopped calling the police because it didn't make a difference. You know, children weren't allowed to play outside the house or anything. And that's the thing that really got me. And I became a councillor, lobbied for security doors, so they've all got security doors now. That, in combination with the council's gang prevention strategy, almost overnight the gang issue just disappeared. You know, politics can make a huge difference to the lives of people,